In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
That's right. Our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us every Friday morning for All Over the Map. It's a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And 120 years ago, before the Ballard Locks, there was an ambitious entrepreneur who dug a canal from Elliott Bay to Beacon Hill. He wanted to connect Puget Sound to Lake Washington. Did he do it? Felix.
Wham. It's a mystery. Yeah,
I know. So I want the dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
Today's story is actually called The Mystery of the Phantom Canal. It's like a Hardy Boys book. Now, everyone knows the Ballard Locks, the Ship Canal, and the Montlake Cut connect saltwater Puget Sound to freshwater Lake Washington. They've done that since 1917. But that canal and that route weren't always a foregone conclusion. If you go back to the 1890s, there's an entrepreneur and former territorial governor named Eugene Semple. He said, let's build a route through the shortest distance from saltwater to freshwater, from Elliott Bay across Beacon Hill to Lake Washington. And if cutting a canal through Beacon Hill sounds crazy to you, you're right. And the guy who can help us understand what it might have looked like is David Williams. He's the expert on Seattle topography, author of several books, including Too High and Too Steep.
Sort of similar magnitude as the space between Queen Anne and Magnolia, Inner Bay. It would have been narrower if you could just push those two hills a little bit closer together. That's what a canal would be like.
Kind of hard to imagine. So. Yeah. Before they started work on the Beacon Hill Canal, Eugene Semple's company used dredges to create the east and west waterways of the Duwamish River, and they used the dredged up dirt to create dry land on Harbor Island. Before that had been a big muddy river delta, very different than how it is now. This may sound obvious, but we know those waterways were built because they're still there. So make a note of that if you're following along or trying to follow along at home. I'm trying to follow along myself. Mm-hmm. Here's the mystery. There's several maps from the early 20th century that also show a phantom canal running east from the east waterway. The South Canal that Eugene Semple promoted to connect Elliott Bay to Lake Washington before the Ballard Locks. There's also newspaper stories from the archives from around that time that make it sound like that canal existed. Now, I went down there a few days ago looking for, like, obvious signs of an old ditch that had been filled in or something. Only evidence I could find are two parallel east-west streets, Horton and Hines. They're very close together. They don't fit in with the rest of the grid, and they're right where that phantom canal is shown on those old maps. Mm. Now, as it turns out, the very existence of the South Canal is something which even expert David Williams isn't so sure about.
There's so much we don't know. You read those newspaper articles and they make it sound like there's a canal there. But where's the photos? I could never find any engineering drawings. And you think there would have been some sort of engineering drawings? And I could never find any anywhere.
So the whole thing could have been a scam, right? Some kind of real estate speculation or other way of securing investors. Huh. A typical territorial governor, some people on other parts of the station might say. Now, while there's no evidence of the South Canal down in those industrial flatlands now, David Williams told me that Semple's people actually did take a massive chunk of dirt, millions and millions of cubic feet, out of the site of Beacon Hill. They used water to sluice it down onto conveyor belts, moved it out to help build Harbor Island. So if you've ever driven south on I-5 and taken the exit for Beacon Hill to Columbian Way and went up that hill onto Beacon Hill, you're actually driving through where they cut through that planned canal.
Huh.
So that's I sort of think of that as a portal to an alternate past.
I love that. Yeah, if you could find the exact place where that canal or that phantom canal exists, maybe you do like go to a different universe or a different plane of reality.
Yeah, and there were construction workers digging right where that canal was. I could see the other day, and I asked the guy, have you seen any evidence? He thought I was nuts. I said, explained the story, and he looked at me and said, no, I haven't seen anything. So that's proof enough for me. It was all totally a scam. So
you got to approach them calmly, Felix. You can't start yelling at them.
Well, it was very loud down there.
Where's
it's an
the
industrial
canal? Show me the canal!
Were you right following along behind me?
I was. I'm worried about you, man. But if you want to see the map of this Phantom Canal, you've tweeted it out. Of course, it'll be at mynorthwest.com as well. It's interesting. And now I want to find the canal, Felix. So next time you go out there, let me know. We'll be like Nancy Drew and one of the Hardy Boys, yeah?